some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a great night tonight. It's a special 90-minute edition of the show. So that's really cool on a lot of fronts. We're going to have Zoe Niklaus. She is a medium joining the show with us. And then she's got her buddy, Doug Johnston, who is a psychic astrologist. I can't wait to find out what that means. But they're going to be doing a tag team event tonight. You're going to think this is the WWE and it's WrestleMania. But I guess we could call it Psychic Mania, because what's going to happen, if you have a question tonight, we're going to bring you on. I've screened many of your calls already, and if I haven't screened your call, hang tight, because I'm going to get to you. What's going to happen, you're going to be able to talk to Zoe, and then Doug will be talking to you as well. We're going to have Doug come on and also tell us a little bit about how and what he does, so you have a better understanding prior to bringing you on live, and I'm just like throwing you to them and having you ask questions. But before we get to Zoe and Doug, I want to kind of give you a little roadmap of where we've been for the week, where we're going for the rest of the week, and then, as Casey Kasem would say, on with the countdown. Monday, we had Aunt Barbara on the show. And you say, who in the heck is Aunt Barbara? She's America's number one Tupperware dealer, and she has been for the last 20 years. She's out of Long Island, New York, and she talks at great enthusiasm about a career in Tupperware and all of the great products. So she's funny as heck. If you have a spare hour in your day, or just even while you're on the treadmill or something like that, put Aunt Barbara on for Monday's show and go get completely entertained. You may even want to buy some Tupperware. Last night we had an actor, a producer, a writer, and an all-around entertainer in the name of Miss Jackie Bow, and she came on to talk about two of her TV projects that she's working on, as well as the Jackie Bow Variety Hour that she takes across the southern part of California to senior centers and entertain senior citizens throughout the course of the year. She does about five shows a week. It's absolutely crazy. I have no idea when she sleeps. Tomorrow night on the Thursday show, every Thursday this year, we're doing Rated LGBT Radio, and we're going to be talking with guest co-host. He's now my regular co-host on Thursday, Mr. Rob Watson, and Rob is a noted journalist with articles that get hundreds of thousands of hits all the time that are published in the Huffington Post and Yahoo and everywhere else that fine articles are read on the internet. And Rob is my co-host, and we'll be talking about LGBT events, people, circumstances, and things, people, places, and things on Thursday's show. And then Friday, get this. You remember the Supremes, you know, like the Supremes from the 60s and 70s? We've got Sherry Payne and her producer, Rick Giannatos, coming live to the show. Sherry Payne was the lead singer of the Supremes from 1973 to 1977. She has written over 19 screenplays, and her latest play, called A Lady in Waiting, debuts at the end of January here in Los Angeles, and Sherry is going to be coming onto the show on Friday at 7 p.m. to talk about her music, her latest music video, which I got to be in a couple of weeks ago, and then also her writing career. Who knew? So now, without further ado, I'm bringing back on one of our most popular, most requested, and most entertaining guests, Miss Zoe Niklaus, and her partner in crime tonight, Mr. Doug Johnston. How are you, Zoe?
I am awesome. Happy New Year, Garrett, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. What a great night this is to have you back on the show. I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too. I'm just happy to be back. Thank you. This is awesome.
Well, it is awesome. And before we get started tonight, I want to make sure everybody who's calling, because we've got a lot of first-time callers tonight as well as some of our familiar friends that we get a chance to visit with periodically. Zoe's going to be doing an education piece first. And so, again, like I've mentioned before, she's going to talk a little bit about the differences and the types of things that are out there, what she does, and the types of things that she's going to be able to help you with tonight. And then she'll also introduce Doug, so we're going to be able to hear from Doug a little bit before we start taking calls as well. And Doug will also tell you he's going to need some additional information to answer your question from an astrological standpoint. So just be aware that you're going to be asked for a little bit. But, you know, it's nothing hard. It should be stuff that you already know. So, Zoe, I haven't even had any caffeine today. I'm going to turn the tables over to you and say, knock them dead.
Well, I'd like to keep them upright at least with their
ears
open. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. We are now in 2016. For those of you who participated or listened to the numerology piece we did about, what, 2-3 months ago, where all questions were answered with numbers alone, that was rather interesting. So it's a completely different perspective. Numerology is fabulous. It's fabulous. Every number has an energy to it. And when we look at the year of 2016, what does this add up to? It's a number 9. So this year, we're in a number 9 year. So some of you are probably asking, well, that's wonderful, but what in the world does that mean? Okay, well, here we go. It means brotherhood, universal brotherhood, and it's magical. These are characteristics for everyone this year. Everyone will be experiencing this to a fairly large extent. It also means completion, and that's probably for some people the nice word. Some people do not care for the number 9 just because it simply means that whatever work was not completed during numbers 1-8, whether that's a personal day, month, or year, this is the year where many things will be brought to a cycle of completion. So another thing that it does do is brings about transformation. So this is the time when, with the transformation, we're going to dig a little deeper. As we bring things to a close on many levels, whether it's your personal life, your romantic life, career life, whatever is going on for you on any level, this is the year that says, okay, knock, knock, hello. If you don't open the door, we, the universe, will open it for you. And it's time to take a look. It's time to study this. And it's time to bring it to completion. Why? When everyone brings their stuff to completion, it does become magical and we get to start over again. Of course, there's always the backside to it where it will affect transformation on many, many levels. So, as we've said before, we have the positive things and then we have our challenges, okay? Challenges are also opportunity to change and make it a good thing. So, that completes the numerology for this moment in time. The next thing that everyone is experiencing right now, like it or not, it's this beautiful thing called Mercury retrograde. Yes, some of you are probably kicking and screaming. Others of you are wondering, why did my cell phone, computer, and car battery die all within the hour? Well, this is Mercury retrograde. Things get lost. Things get found. Electronics decide to not comply. They're like, nope, we're done with this program. And it's a time for all of what we call the rewords, redo, revisit, re-everything. And just know that with every adversity that this retrograde brings, it brings a greater or better benefit to you, no matter what. This is an opportunity also for change. So we have 2016 as the year that says, hello, transformation is here, let's run with it. Mercury retrograde kicks off the year. It started in the planet of Aquarius. Aquarius is the friendly, hi, I want to be friends with everybody. If the spaceship lands in my backyard, I'll go greet that thing. Right now, we're probably leaning over into the Capricorn portion. Capricorn is like a forced learning lesson. And Capricorn says, hi, I'm here. We're going to deal with it yesterday. Not now, but yesterday. So we're starting the year with change and transformation out of the gate in a pretty, pretty strong way. And then let's see here. So what does all of this mean in the bigger picture? Well, we have the spiritual shift and the energy shift going on. So with the number 9 in numerology, again with the transformation, it's an opportunity to switch around these adversities, to bring the greater or benefit to all of us. The energy shift, the energy of the number 9, it can be gentle or it can be forceful. Oprah Winfrey said years ago, what was it? spirits or God will try to communicate with you first with the whisper. And then the whisper gets a little louder, and then it's the soft voice. What we really don't want it to do is start screaming. That's when the transformation gets forced in our lives, and that paints a different picture. However, once again, we still have opportunity to look at these things and say, okay, this isn't pretty, this isn't fun. However, where's the good in this? Where's the positive part of this? Because within all of these challenges, there's also lessons to grow. Regardless of how uncomfortable, how unfriendly, how nasty something, a person or a situation might be, thank that. Thank that situation. Thank the person because, again, it's an opportunity to look at things, turn things around, look for the positive, and the most difficult thing of all is facing oneself. So, again, we're in a number 9 year. We are in a Mercury retrograde that probably is sitting right about now in Capricorn. 17 degrees Capricorn per Mr. Doug. Don't ask me what that means other than it's probably intense right now. And then we have the energy shift that comes with that and the spiritual component. Spiritual component, again, the universe, God, creator, whoever you pray to is tapping at your door right about now, saying, calling you by name and asking, are you ready? Shall we do this? Are you listening? So pay attention, pay attention. Those are the three things that I would like to bring to the table at this moment in time regarding 2016. And before I introduce Mr. Doug, I would like to share with everybody the client I had last May. I've shared this story a couple of times. A woman and her husband who had spent well over 6 years trying to conceive and have a child. And she walked into a psychic fair, and we did a short little 15-minute session, and 7 weeks pregnant, 7 weeks later, she is pregnant. So anyway, right now, she's getting ready to deliver any day. She's very excited. I just spoke with her today, and she agreed to have this information shared with all of you. So there we have it. And with a new baby and a new pregnancy, actually almost a retired pregnancy, she's also looking at some major transformation, both her and her husband, and they're completely excited about it. So there you have it. So now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to a very good friend of mine, a fellow peer here in the community in the greater Seattle area, Mr. Doug Johnston. And he will share with you a little bit about himself, and you will receive some more interesting details about 2016. So here's Mr. Doug.
Hello there.
Hi, Doug. And thanks for being here tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
I've heard great things about you.
Well, to answer your question, a psychic astrologer means that I'm extremely psychic. I've had 3 near-death experiences. So I see things different than most people.
Well,
if that answers
things. It does, and I can't wait to see how this plays out with Zoe today. And so I think this is a great 1-2 punch to have both of you on the phone. So I'm grateful to you, Doug, for taking time out of your schedule.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Anything for Zoe. I mean, how can you not do something for Zoe?
Of course. Well, I know that we're going to be doing some specials. I think Zoe has a couple of specials for some surprise callers tonight. You won't know who you are, but we've picked some random numbers out of the hat, and we're going to surprise people a little bit later tonight. Zoe, are we ready to start taking some calls, do you think?
Yeah, and real quick, my special is this. If you go to my website, zoenicklaus.com, and purchase 15 minutes, you will receive an additional 15 minutes for $1 a minute. So you're saving
a
little bit
deal.
Of money here.
Yes. And everybody who's listening just by the telephone only tonight, all of this information is actually on the show page. So if you get back to your computer and you say, what was that? I didn't write it down. Don't worry. All you have to do is click on the link for the show when you get to your computer. There's a link to Zoe's website. You can find her email and then also her phone number as well. So, you know, I'm making it virtually impossible for you not to contact Zoe. So it'll be really easy to take advantage of that special. But our first caller tonight is a first-time caller out of the Northeast. It's Mary, and Mary was born September 15th, 1971. Mary, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oops, I muted the wrong link. I always mute me when we go to the caller. Mary, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, hello there. I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Well, very well, thank you. How can we help you this evening?
Okay, well, I'm just wondering if you can give me a career forecast for this year.
Sure, okay. So let's see here. First of all, in numerology, your birth force or your life path is a number six. So as a sixth, your life in general can feel sometimes a little bit tedious. You kind of trudge along and just go and go and go, right? It's not always exciting, and sometimes it feels more like a duty or an existence versus living, right?
Yeah.
And so family, people, social, you're being responsibly wonderful of service to everyone. So it's also a time for you to learn more about love. So in terms of your career, what I see is this. I see things being a little bit dull for you, a little bit slow moving until about April. April, it starts to change a little bit. What I see is between May and probably July or August, there's going to be some opportunities in there for some change, whether it is, like, say, a lateral move at work, or you do research for other positions elsewhere outside of where you're at. Also, I am hearing the word promotion, so it's possible that you may be promoted wherever you're at right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Actually, I just had a performance review, and I got a raise. I negotiated a higher raise than what was originally offered to me. But I really wanted a promotion as well. I didn't push because I had already negotiated for more money.
Well, that's excellent, and that follows with 2016, which is transformation. So that's amazing. That's excellent for you. You know, from August till about the end of the year, I do see things leveling out for you. So I will have you now speak with the astrologist.
Okay.
Hello,
hi there. How are you?
This is your year to get things for the asking. Don't be shy about it. That should have proven it to you if you just got the rate above what they were offering you. So you get what you ask for. Don't be shy about asking. It only comes around once every 12 years, and you're in it right now, and it's going to stay there until we get up close to your birthday.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good to know. Thank you.
And don't limit yourself just to that place. If you don't feel like you're getting what you want out of it, look around. You see both sides of every situation very quickly. You have a tendency to vacillate and not make decisions. So I'm going to tell you, if you put a 10% edge on whatever goes through your mind first, you're going to be spot on.
Ooh, if I put a 10% edge?
Yeah.
On...
Because
if
you see both
mind.
Sides of everything. You see it really quickly. You look at it and you get it, and then you go, but it could be da-da-da-da. I want you to not do that game with your head. I want you to go with whatever goes through your head first. That's the route you're going.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, like I'm thinking this is a stepping stone. I'm going to find a better job this year. That's my hope.
I think you're going to have a huge transition when you say it that way. But I don't want you just to be a hope. I want you to acknowledge that it is. Accept the fact that your thoughts become your words become your action becomes your life. Your life is your responsibility. Where do you want to take it? So you can decide where you're going to go with it and go. And you can, a learning curve is not a bad thing. It just means you have to work a little harder to make it all work together. There isn't anything you can't accomplish. You're very determined.
Mm-hmm. That I am. Yep.
And on a side note, Mary, the word hope takes things away from you. The same thing with the word want. And those two words are very common. They're used all the time with people. Be mindful of your words. If you go to the dictionary and look up the definition of both of those words, you would be surprised, and you'd probably vote it out of your vocabulary. The same goes for the term self-conscious. When people say, oh, I feel so self-conscious, the another meaning for that is financial devastation. So that's yet another term that would be wise to eliminate from the vocabulary. That's just an FYI.
Oh, yeah, good to know. Thanks.
Thanks, Mary, for your call tonight.
Oh, thank you, everyone. This has been great.
Call back again anytime. Have a great night.
Okay. Will do.
Thanks,
all right,
Mary.
You too. All right, thank you.
And Zoe, I'm not going to use the word hope or want ever. You've helped me cross that out of my dictionary. And I catch myself all the time sitting here, I hope you have a great day. I take that out and I just say, have a great day. And I'm trying to get the hope and want out of my life as much as possible. So thank you for bringing that to our attention tonight again. Our next caller is Andy, and Andy is born March 24th, 1965. Andy, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you, Andy?
Good, good. I wanted to ask about a beloved pet of mine who's been sick, but seems to be stabilizing, and I'm hoping to bring him home from the doggy hospital tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
His name is Gus, and he's just a little delight.
Oh, Mr. Gus. Okay. First of all, Andy, before I answer your question, guess what?
What?
If you go to my website and fill out the contact form, you're the first caller to win 5 free minutes. There you go.
Hey, great. Thank you so much.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Absolutely. 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 So, mark that. So, wonderful. So, now we're looking at Mr. Gus. And you want to know how things are going to go for him?
Yeah, I do. You know, he's got such a zest for life, but he's a sick little guy. So, you know, I just don't know how it's going to go for him.
Just give him lots of love.
Give him lots of love. He's going to be fine. not only the physical comforts that he needs at this moment, but also mentally send him love. And also, the word love in numerology is a number 9. Now, remember, it's magical. It's taking adversity and turning it into a positive. This is why it's important to send Gus love and send him lots of love. And I know you have lots of love for him. Communicate with him while he's there in the hospital telepathically because he hears you. He hears all of your thoughts. He hears all of the I love you, Gus says. Keep that moving. Keep that love, the energy of love, flowing. And, again, that's part of what we are all seeing and experiencing in 2016 is the movement of the spiritual energy and just the energy of love itself. That is probably one of the number one strongest tools anyone can practice actively is love and feeling the love. Okay, so communicate with Mr. Gus. He's going to be fine, okay?
Oh, thank you. I'm headed to visit him actually at the hospital just after I talk to you guys.
Wonderful. Okay, let's see what the astrologer says.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I totally agree with Zoe. Love is the strongest word you can use anywhere. And if you're just telling that you love him, that you are wishing all negative energy, entities, and elements to go with love, you win. So just with him, just simply say that you wish for all negative energies, entities, and elements to go with love. Over and over. Does that make sense?
I love it. Yes, very much so. Thank you so much, Doug.
Yeah. And it's definitely going to be good, because as I'm talking, I'm seeing all kinds of pink, and pink is very positive for me.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Again, thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call, Andy. Keep us posted. You got to give us a call back and let us know how things go. We want the great progress
website.
Report. And go to
Zoe's
website. Okay, thanks again, Andy.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoops, there we go. And our next caller is Laura, and Laura is born October 1st, 1963. Laura, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello. You're welcome, Laura. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you see me making a move to North Carolina for a career advancement by any chance.
Okay, let's see here. First of all, your birth force or your life path is in number 3. And number 3, first of all, it's an odd number, which is introverted. It means joy giver. It's also an anchor number. Anchor meaning you hold space, you ground people, you ground situations, including the question here. What I see, it looks like fairly soon, somewhere within the next 90 days, you're going to have an answer for that. It's a good possibility that you'll be an anchor for that company in terms of the position that you're going for, okay? So when we look at words, when we look at what it is that we want, speak it into the present. Use words that puts you right here, right now, okay?
Okay.
So what Zoe just said is make sure that you state you already have that position. Not that you want that position. You have that position. You have to say it as it is present right at this moment. Magic happens in the moment. It doesn't happen in the future, and it doesn't happen in the past.
Okay. I have that job. That job is mine.
Once we get into September, it's like your world is going to open up on so many dimensions, it's going to be over the top. You have travel coming up. You have doors opening up for you that have not opened in a long time. So don't be afraid to ask for what you want to bring forward. And you get it for a whole year.
What kind of doors are going to open for me in September?
Whatever door you want to open is going to open. Ask and you shall receive. It tells you that in the Bible, even.
I ask all the time.
Yeah, but it's real important. When September comes around, it opens up for you on a different level. The last time this would have opened up to this degree would have been back in 12 years ago.
So the last time you had that was in 2004.
And you may have just felt happy-go-lucky.
So as far as what it is that you want and what you're going for, move through it and speak it into the present. I have this position now. I now live in North Carolina. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you sure that you really want to be in North Carolina? Can I ask that question to you?
I guess I'm going to go down there this weekend and... Pardon me?
I don't feel that you really are that hooked on being in South Carolina or North Carolina, whichever it was. And I'm questioning, is that where you really want to be?
I don't really see. I want a change, and I want advancement.
I love change.
You never know
I'm
not happy where I'm at.
Photo.
Well, North Carolina.
What is in North Carolina that you want to go there?
I don't know. I just feel like I want to live in North Carolina. I'm going to go down there this weekend and check it out.
Okay. And I only ask because I don't know that it's going to be around for a long time. The East Coast is definitely not going to be where it is today, because there's a shift that's going on as far as with the poles. They're shifting. And as they shift and the more they move, there's going to be land that goes underwater and other land that comes up. And I don't think the East Coast is going to be a stronghold, so I don't know if I'd want to move there.
Well,
you might want to go and look.
What is
going to
be a stronghold?
Pardon me?
What land will be a stronghold?
Go on Google and type in the map as far as what is to come, so that you can see as far as where they still things are going underwater, because the Mississippi will be over 50 miles wide. That Meridian Fault Line is going to have a tremendous shakeup coming, and I don't know if I'd want to be on the East Coast. But I would look at that.
When do you see that happening? When do you think that's going to happen?
Well, considering the fact that just out here in the West Coast last week there was over 20 earthquakes that were 4.5 or 5, I'd say that we're coming into it real soon, within the next couple of years. Because once they start shifting, it's going to go fast. It's not going to be a slow-moving thing. And the last time that Meridian Fault Line really went, the East Coast felt it big time. And they knew that things had happened. And it's right at the time period where it should be doing it again. But if you go on there and look at the map, you'll see what the U.S. Navy Marines have to say, or whatever it is. I believe they've got it. Edgar Cayce even stated that it will happen that way years ago, and their map isn't that different than what Edgar Cayce had to say.
Okay, I'll look it up. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Laura, thanks for your call. Boy, that was interesting here, Doug. I think I might need to ask questions later if we have enough time. But our next caller is going to be like, wow, okay. Our next caller is Louise. And Louise was born November 18th, 1961. Louise, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Doug. Hi, Garrett. How was everybody?
We're doing well, thank you. How are you, Louise?
I'm trying to get there.
Well, that's a good thing to do. And guess what?
What?
You are another winner of 5 Free Minutes. Okay?
Woohoo! Awesome.
So go to my website and fill out the contact form, and we will make arrangements for that to do that at another time. So anyway, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do have kind of an unusual question.
Okay.
2016 has started up a little rocky, and I need to know, I have an elderly parent in Chicago, and I need to know if I will be successful in bringing him to come live with me. And when would that be? When do you think that would happen?
What time of day were you born on?
I'm sorry. I'm born at 10:38 in the morning.
Where?
And I was born in Chicago.
10:38 in the morning. 10:38. You're very protected in life. Major things always seem to happen to you in July and then again in December, January. Those are your turning points. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
When I say you're very protected in life, you could be in a situation where you're in a car accident where the car could be destroyed and you'd walk away with barely a scratch. And you're extremely excited.
Thank you.
It's very, very psychic in your own right. What's your father's birthday?
6:30.
Let me look at him real quick once.
Okay.
So, Louise, first of all, so your father is also in number 3. Not sure if you caught the info from the last caller we just had. But with your dad, he's an anchor person and probably has been all of his life. He's been a very key component with many things. So with you, you're a number one life path, and that's interesting because I am as well. So you're a natural leader, and you just proceed forward with things regardless of what people think or say about you, okay? So with regards to this decision, this is something that, based on numbers alone, you probably would just simply make it happen. And you'll make it happen when you want it to happen. Does that make sense to you? Because in your mind, you've already charted this out, you've planned this out, you've visualized it, and you've seen this over and over and over again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And in your mind, you've already gone up there and packed them up and brought them to be with you, okay? And will it be this year? To me, it does feel like it will be this year.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Doug said that he's very stubborn. Does that resonate?
actually, I wish he was. My mom just died last month, and he is an Alzheimer's patient.
Okay. Yeah, you'll make a move with him.
Yep, you will. And may I share something of a personal experience regarding Alzheimer's?
Yes.
My mother had Alzheimer's, and she passed at the young age of 70. And what I will say with Alzheimer's is this, even though people deem it to be this horrible, ugly disease, which it can be, I suppose, in my mother's case, it was beautiful because we got to witness her walking in this world and the other side all at the same time. So it was magical. She brought through different family members, at least to me. She would bring messages from a grandmother, a couple of uncles. We connected in a wonderful way. So with the journey of Alzheimer's, I know that in the Native American culture, they view it as being very honorable, like a person was chosen, selected to have this beautiful opportunity to be on this side and the other side all at the same time. So if nothing else, allow that to be your new perspective on the Alzheimer's that will definitely help you and be supportive for you as you're dealing with your father, okay?
Thank you.
And if you go to Google up what we call mind yoga, and it's certain exercises which will help the brain functioning. It reconnects brain cells.
It's a very, very simple exercise where you cross your arms and pinch your ears, opposite ears, and you bend down and you breathe in, and when you stand up, you breathe out, and you just do that over and over. The doctors have found that people with Alzheimer's or autistic children, their whole brain wired network really comes to surface and changes immensely.
Yes,
even Google,
I believe
that.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And remember, go to my website.
I definitely will. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Louise. Have a great night. I sure appreciate you calling in and being so patient. We have got a bunch of callers that I've got on hold and have screened, but we've still got a bunch more. So hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. Our next caller is coming from Barb, and Barb is born June 24th, 1969. Barb, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. My question is, I'm wondering what you see for my love life in this coming year.
Love life, okay. Well, first of all, in numerology, your birth force is a number one.
Yes.
So, wow, you're okay, very interesting. So, again, natural leader, pioneer, you go to the beat of your own drummer. Whatever it is that you want to do in life, you just set out and do it regardless. Now, the backside of this is that in doing these things, sometimes we can be perceived as being a little bit self-absorbed, a little bit this, a little bit that. Sometimes it can mean it's not real conducive to romance or perhaps long-term romance, okay? because you're busy being a leader. So that's just an information piece. All of this being said, romance for you this year, to me it feels like a possibility. Probably more about, I'm seeing more the second half of the year or the summer months, July, August, September perhaps. Big time.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. The astrologist here says big time. So look for summertime. Between now and summertime, it's also very important for you to take care of yourself because we number ones get focused, we get busy, we get stuck on one thing and off we go, and we also forget to take care of ourselves in the process. So from between now and then, pay attention to your health. Make sure you get enough rest. It sounds like basic things. However, it's important to pay attention in order to have a good and proper balance within yourself, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Let's have Doug give you another update here.
Zoe's timing is very, very accurate because this is a year where Mars goes retrograde, and Mars doesn't go retrograde that often, but this year it will go retrograde, and it's going to go right over the top of your Mars. Mars is your men in your world. And with it crossing back and forth, it makes you look at them from a different perspective because at the same time that's all going on, Saturn, who's the cosmic cop, is going to be squaring that. And so you become a little critical of men. So if you brought someone in now, you'd probably throw them right out with the water when you're throwing water out. They go too, okay?
Okay. Yeah, so I've learned a lot in the last couple of years.
You know that Supreme song, You Can't Hurry Love.
Yes.
You just have to wait. But, honey, if you take all these right steps, it's coming. Don't worry.
You'll keep saying to yourself that you're in a beautiful relationship with an honest person that loves you as much as you love them.
I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call, Barb. And hey, don't forget, Friday we've got Sherry Payne with the Supremes as our VIP guest star. And, you know, how often do you have a Supreme on your radio show? This is exciting. And then how often does Doug say, you can't hurry love? So it's a sign that you have to tune in Friday. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, my gosh. Talk about just a delightful lady. I mean, and just so classy, such, oh, I love Sherry Payne.
And her sister's...
Her sister's Frida Payne, you know, and you know all the songs that Frida Payne sang. Anyway, okay, so let's get back to our callers here. We've got our next caller as Maria, and Maria was born July 27th, 1963. Maria, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Zoe. Hi, Doug. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, I was born at 7:15 p.m. in Miami, Florida. I don't know if that means anything, but whatever.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
What
is your question?
Yeah. My question is the same as the previous caller. It's about my love life, and I would very much want to be in a loving, committed relationship. And I'm wondering if you see what you see for me this year.
I think you've got someone coming right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just have to look around because they're looking at you. You just have to open up your eyes and look from a different perspective. Don't be hooked into what the last person looked like or someone in your past. Don't let it be that. Just open your eyes and pay attention to who's paying attention to you.
Okay.
They're around you right now. You know, again, in numerology, you're a number 8. Birth force or life path. That means business. If you put it on its side, it's the infinity symbol. So with your life in general, whatever you've been doing, you've been successful at it. Does that make sense to you? Does that resonate?
Yeah, that is
okay.
True.
Yes. And so the same thing is happening now regarding your love life. So as Doug just stated, throw away the mold. Whatever tasks or appearances have been, get rid of that because this person is around you just in a different form, okay?
I have
not attracted to anybody around me. I'm not attracted to, and I have good friends. They're all, I have good male friends, but they're not, I'm not attracted.
Don't be concerned about it. What I'm going to say is I have someone that has been a client for a long time, and she has someone that contacted her that she thought, how appalling. She just had, she couldn't imagine being with this guy because he looked like a big grizzly bear. And they met, and she absolutely fell head over heels in love with him. And as far as she's concerned, it's the best relationship she's ever, ever had. So I'm going to tell you, don't keep, sometimes pretty is only skin deep. Stupid can be forever.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it. I would like to have both, though. I like to have someone smart and someone I'm attracted to, you know.
Well, sometimes they can be more attractive if they've got a great brain and they know things way beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eye candy melts.
We're going to meet him before Valentine's Day, so it's coming up here real quick. It's not sitting on top of you right now.
Okay, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it does.
Before Valentine's, Wow, that's really quick. That's great. That's really good news for me.
It is quick.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open also. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Maria, we need an update next month. You're going to have to call us back and tell us what you're doing for Valentine's Day.
I will. I will call you. I'll call you guys back.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Thanks, Maria. You have a great night, and I appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and we are going all over the country tonight. Our next caller is Karen, and Karen is born March 29th, 1950. Karen, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Very well. How are you? And guess what?
Oh, I missed that.
You get 5 free minutes. Go to my website and fill out the form. You're caller number 7.
Wow, great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So, yay! Okay.
Yay, okay. Well, let's see. I'm fighting to get out of this deep rut and jadedness I've gotten into, so I would like to know what's ahead for me? How does Spirit see me moving out of this financially? Or what would be ahead for my project to move out of my, move ahead for my best good?
Move out of your what, honey?
Move out of this rut that I'm in.
Okay. Well, okay. So
and move forward.
Okay. All right, Karen. So first of all, and I do the numerology for a reason, because that is an energetic marker of what you came into this life as, okay? So with your numbers, your birth path is a number 11. Do you know what that means?
Somewhat.
It is a very, it's a strong number. It's what we call a master number.
Yes.
So you begin with very high spiritual energies, let's put it that way. Even ascended master energies. The 11 is also a 2, but with the master numbers, we typically don't break those down. So first and foremost, you're dialed in and plugged in more than what you realize or acknowledge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, money is energy. And so, again, when we were talking earlier about words, about what we say to ourselves, speak what it is that you wish to manifest and create, speak it into the present rather than looking at what's not working. The more we focus on what's not working, the more that comes back as a prayer fulfilled from the universe. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. I do all know this intellectually. It's just my emotions pulling me back.
Okay. So then guess what? You do have big money coming in. There is big money for you. Doug will share a little bit more about that with you. But understand that with the master numbers, the master numbers bring in more challenges. And again, as we said at the beginning of the program, these adversities can be turned around into positive.
Yes.
And it's going to be your choice. And I know that you're aware of this. In fact, I know you already understand everything I'm telling you. You're very psychic. You're very intuitive. So I'm going to turn this over to Doug, and he'll explain more regarding this money coming in, okay?
Great. Thank you.
You do have big money coming to you. In fact, if I go so far with what Zoe was telling you about what you focus on, what you get. I'm going to give you an example of a young man that came to me. He wanted to start a business in photography. He needed a certain amount of equipment. He wanted his own studio. And I said, just tell me, what is the dollar amount that you have plus paying your rent? And he goes, $23,000. And I said, well, then you write out, I have $23,000 to buy the equipment, open the studio, and pay my rent. He did. The next week, Acme Sign Company called him up and asked him to fly around the United States and take pictures of all their billboards so they could put their annual report together. It paid him $23,000. And you say, I have, the universe brings it forward.
If you say, I want, then there's the block pulled up.
Want to sit in the future.
Uh-huh.
Want to sit in the future, not the present.
Right.
But you definitely have a large block of money coming to you. So just see it as being. In fact, to all the listeners, so that you understand, I truly believe that you are going to witness the largest block of wealth in the history of the world move from one sector to the masses. And the universe is going to change so much that you're going to wonder what took it so long. But it's definitely, it's just right around the corner. It's coming real fast.
So this is not just for me, this is for a lot of people?
It's for a lot of people, but you definitely have it in your planet set up so strong that I know that it's going to come to you. And it could come from someplace you wouldn't even think of it coming. So if you walk out to your car and you see a little piece of paper and it looks like a lottery ticket, pick it up. It could be the winning numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do play lotto periodically, and I play the Powerball tonight.
What I said is if you see a number laying there or a ticket laying there, pick it up.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I have done that. Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, so you see it coming from lotto?
No, I just say it can come from anywhere. It's not going to be where you think it has to come from.
Wow. And this will be the key to change my life and allow me to move forward and out of this?
Your life comes when you start thinking differently.
Ooh.
When you start talking differently and thinking differently, then it comes. My thoughts become my words. My words become my action. My action becomes my life. My life is my responsibility. How am I going to handle it? You get it?
Yes, 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 yes. Well, I've been studying the law of attraction and everything, so it's not new to me.
How many times have you heard people say this dessert is to die for? You've heard it a lot, right?
I suppose.
They like it so much they eat it all the time. Next thing they know they've got cancer and they go, how did I get this? Well, they said it was to die for. They created it themselves. You get it?
Yeah.
Obviously watching what we're saying, because the universe takes everything literal. Even when we think we're being funny, it's still taking it as being the way it is to be.
Hmm.
Okay?
So we cannot say anything negative. It just comes back to bite us, one little slip.
That's right.
Yeah.
And anytime you say something nasty about someone else, it's going to come back at you tenfold. Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Okay, got it. So nasty is any kind of critique or actually being mean?
I mean being mean.
Okay.
When you're saying something that helps a person, and that's not being mean.
Well, what if you say, oh, they look terrible, or what a horrible dress I think they're wearing, something like that. Is that going to bite, come back and haunt you, too? You have to always be, oh, how nice. I'm sorry.
It comes back and haunts you because you're doing it. You're doing a negative to them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, Karen, we're gonna move along here, but we're gonna wish you great thoughts and energy, and we want an update next month.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time. Sending you great thoughts every day.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Thanks, Karen. Okay, and our next call is from Shruti. And Shruti is born May 20th, 1968. Shruti, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. My birth data is 6:40 a.m., Pune, India.
Born where?
Pune, P-U-N-E,
okay.
India.
You're karmic. 29 degrees.
Oh. I'm sorry, what am I?
You're 29 degrees.
Yes.
You're Taurus at 29 degrees, so you are very karmic in life. You came to teach karmic lessons and to learn karmic lessons.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
you're
I'm really interested in spiritually, but that's an area I'm still exploring.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Well, Trudy, again, in numerology, your birth four, so your life path is in number four. And four, what that means is, well, it means a number of things. It means form. It means structure. It means that throughout your life, it's been your position to find order and bring order to things, to organize things. If you have not found yourself doing these things, what it means is then it is important to gain order, to gain form, structure. These are elements that you bring to the table, whether in your work life, your home life, with children, with friends. You would do best working with structure. Okay?
Yes. I agree with that. That's what I'm working in right now. So.
Right. And so anything outside of structure, you don't do well with. In fact, this year for you could be a little bit challenging simply because it's asking for transformation and change within everybody. And that's not always a bad thing. It's instantly perceived as a negative, but it's not. It's a positive. So moving through this year in general could pose to be a little bit of a challenge for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, because my question was regarding career and like business. I'm thinking actually starting a business, I'm exploring that. So that would be a big change.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so as long as you create the order around you, you'll be just fine. Now, did I miss your question? What is your question?
Oh, yeah, my question was regarding for 2016. What do you see in the career front and the business?
On the career front?
Yes, on the career front. Because I'm working full-time. I'd like to keep that and optimally start a business on the side.
That is excellent. And with you being a number four, you would actually be able to do that just fine. With the career front, whatever it is you're doing right now, it's probably not your most favorite thing to do. However, it does bring stability to your lifestyle, okay? And so with the business that you're starting on the side, for you, that's the fun work. What you will want to do is keep your steady Eddie job anyway.
Yeah.
And the more you develop your personal business, the more satisfaction it will give you. You are very multifaceted. You could probably do 25 things all at the same time, and all 26 things would be successful. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I'm very grateful for my career. I'm very... for the security is important, being a Taurus.
Absolutely, yes.
Gemini rising.
Oh, and Gemini rising, the wonder, you could handle a multitude of things and be just fine with it.
Lots of planets in Gemini.
Lots of planets in Gemini. Excellent.
I thinking of anything around time frame of when I'll be starting my business?
When?
Soon.
Well, you know what?
Right about her birthday.
Right around your birthday. You have a lot of planets in the sign of Gemini. Gemini
yes.
starts in May. And so
yes.
it would be somewhere between May and June that you would probably start your business.
That's where it will have the most weight.
That's where it will have the most weight. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doc, do you have anything for me? Would you like to add anything else?
We have the information we need from you. That's going to be the best time. And, in fact, probably between May and July, you are going to be ecstatic and happy about this business on the side. So, again, keep the position that you currently do have.
Yes.
And you're going to be very satisfied. And over time, not this year, but either next year or the year following, don't be surprised if you actually start up yet another business on the side. You're going to get this one rolling first,
mm-hmm.
And then the next one will come about as kind of a sidecar thing. There will be something off of this business that will create yet another idea that will also work for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Shruti, we're going to go. I'm so excited to hear what's going to be happening for you. You have to keep us updated next month, so we expect you to call back.
I will. And I just wanted to wish everyone Happy New Year.
Happy New
Thank
Year
you.
To you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just we're at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. We've got another half an hour left in tonight's show. Just a real quick note, we've got Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnson on the show tonight. Anybody who either, A, doesn't get through or wants to have their own private reading with Zoe, there's a link on the show page to go to Zoe's website. Fill out your 411. She'll contact you and set up your reading. Make sure to take advantage of her special. Zoe will tell you about that again in just a quick moment. And if you can't get to her website for whatever reason, there's no reason you can't. Zoe's got her email on the show page and her phone number, so we want to make sure that you contact her and set up a private reading outside of the show tonight. Here's what's happening next. We've got a ton of people. Adeline is our next caller. When I get Adeline on the line in just a second, I've got a ton of you that I've not screened yet, so I'm going to get to as many of you as I can and see what we can do in the next half an hour. But right now, Adeline, you're next on the line, and her birthday is February 28th, 1958. And Adeline, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Good.
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me see if I can word my question correctly. I am a psychic. I've been working on my mediumship for years. I've had it since I was, can remember, far back as 5. I've dabbled around. Pardon me?
Since you were a little girl. Go ahead.
Yes, and I have different modalities. I just wanted to see if you could give me a little tip on what I should be concentrating more on. I was always told I was a healer, and I do know a few techniques. I've taken pranic healing. I'm a Reiki master and everything, PAT training. So I'm just wondering if there something I'm missing or something I'm not getting, and I'm always with this constant ringing in the ears. So,
oh yeah.
Hoping...
Well, Adeline, let's see here. I am a healer as well, and all of what you're saying, I definitely relate to this. So, first of all, your birth force, your birth path. Is a number 8. 8 is business. Oftentimes in this field, especially with mediums, their numbers are either 4s or 8s, or their name adds up to a 4 or an 8. For example, my birth name is a number 4. I move about in a group of healers, 3 other healers, and all of them are number 8. So it's not a surprise to me that you're also a number 8. Anyway, so regarding your healing and the healing modalities, let's see, where to start. First of all, are you practicing locally anywhere besides the Reiki? Do you have a place to go to?
No, I was thinking about maybe sometime this year joining with someone who does Reiki also, and like maybe do one would do like tarot card reading and the other one would do like Reiki healing, something like that, like starting a small business from home.
My first suggestion would be this. Work with higher vibrations. So Reiki is beautiful. Reiki is also a natural ability for humans in general. One resource would be to look up a local spiritualist church. They
okay.
practice hands-on healing. They also develop mediumship.
Okay.
And is it absolutely necessary to take classes? Not necessarily. It has more to do with networking. One thing, if you don't mind, may I ask you to go to my website, fill out the contact form, and I can give you more information through there via email. Would that be okay with you?
Sure,
because
that's fine.
Yeah, so please do that so that I have your email and I can communicate with you about resources. There's a number of suggestions that I do have, and that way you can let me know the specific area you're in and, you know, perhaps find a couple of people that can help you, because with this particular gift, it's important to be very cognizant of who you're connecting with. And also, when you do the healing work, the energy work, you want to keep it as pure as possible and go
exactly.
through creator, source, God. And the more refined you become with the healing abilities, the more important it will be to connect with the highest vibration possible. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I yes. understand completely, because I was going to some classes mm-hmm. not too far from me, and after like a month, I was like, this isn't for me. I feel like I'm a little more
right.
advanced than everyone else.
And you
kind of
like, oh, yes.
I got
definitely.
Bored very fast.
uh-huh. And also, if there's any spiritual development centers. But anyway, like I say, please go to my website and fill out the form, and then we can communicate regarding resources, okay?
Okay, okay.
And then I'm going to hand you over to Doug here.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming into your Saturn return. Does that make sense to you?
Saturn return?
Yes. So Saturn return comes around basically every 29 to 30 years. And so you're coming into yours right now. And so it will make you change everything in your world. It will make you look at everything from a different perspective. You'll get a new grip on life. And on the other side of it, you're going to feel much more happier and much lighter of heart.
Excellent. Looking forward to all that.
Some people have to go by the wayside if you're doing too much work to be around them, but that's just the way it is. If you're doing more than 50% of the work to be around them, you probably won't keep calling them back. You'll just let them go.
Right.
So
right.
It's a nice year. I think you're going to come out of this real nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll get on the chair. You're going to feel more at home with a specific track of life, shall we say, by about August, okay? You'll finally land a place where you're going to feel safe in terms of your gifts, and you'll feel like it's a place to start as far as really developing your gifts in a stronger way.
Okay.
Okay,
excellent. Thank you very much.
Adeline,
you're
thank
welcome.
You for your call.
You're
keep
welcome.
Us posted.
Welcome.
Make
okay,
sure to get
I will.
Zoe. Thanks again. And our next caller is Mary Lou. And Mary Lou was born October 22nd, 1962. Mary Lou, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you, Mary Lou?
Good. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Do I have to have a question? Do you need a question?
If you like, or if there's an area that you want us to look at, we can do that too.
I always ask for love, life, and business.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, which one between the two would you like to look at?
How about love life?
Okay. Love life. Well, okay, so first of all, your birth path is a number 5. 5 is movement. It is transformation, change. Does that make sense to you so far?
Mm-hmm.
So with your love life, it's possible that it's been, you've had a lot of movement with love life in general, okay?
Okay.
And what you're asking about is stability. If there's someone coming in that will provide a more stable, well, that you can create, I should say, a more stable, solid ground. Does that make sense?
So that I can create a more stable?
A more stable relationship.
Okay.
A stable relationship, okay? For me, I see that happening. The possibility will begin probably about March, somewhere between March and May, on through about September. It's like there's a window of time of opportunity to meet somebody.
Okay.
If not, it's possible it might already be there too. But based on what I see, that's pretty much what I see for you. It looks like also you've got two, maybe 3 old beliefs that also have held you back regarding pursuing romance. And so it's time to just look at what is your perspective of love. What does love mean? Remember that love in numerology is the number 9. It's magical, it's movement, universal. It's the strongest energy that we have on the planet. So do a mini review on your own time of what your beliefs and perceptions are. And then decide that if you want to make a decision and review those and decide to change those, believe it or not, that will start the active ball rolling towards romance. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have Doug help you out here as well.
I don't think you get mad very often. I don't want to be there when it happens, okay?
It never happens.
Because when you get mad, you go off like a keg of dynamite.
I'm not that bad.
Oh, yeah. I wish someone was there with you that knows you well. Because I think it popped. I want you to know that don't be shy about telling people that you don't appreciate some comment made or what they did. Don't be shy about saying something when you don't like something that is done in your presence. And this will be like a release valve so you don't go into that explosion when it happens. It takes quite a bit to push you there, but if they push you and it builds up, you will go.
Well, and when it goes, it's not an external explosion. It's an internal one.
If it's an internal one, that's even worse, because then it's destroying your body.
Yeah.
How old do you want to look? How old do you want to look?
There's no drama.
No, I didn't say it was drama. I want to put it in check so it doesn't go there again.
Okay.
So I want you to use the release belt if you don't like something or if someone does something you don't appreciate. Just simply say, I don't appreciate what you said, or I don't appreciate what you did, and let it go. That just that little bit would be like a release valve that like you'd have on the top of a hot water heater, and that way you won't have that terrible feeling going through your body.
Anxiety. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make sense?
Absolutely.
This
okay, Mary Lou.
The end of this year is going to be your year to really have a great time. Things are going to open up for you like they haven't in a long time. In fact,
oh,
what
right.
is it? 2004 was the last time that you would have had it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Have a great night, and I appreciate you calling in. Our next caller is Trish, and Trish was born September 18th, 1960. Trish, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you both.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Excellent. Excellent. How can we help you?
I'm wondering what you're picking up in for relationship this year for me.
Good stuff, my dear.
Pardon me?
Good things. Very good things. If you're not dating someone now, you will be within the next 3 months. Okay?
Okay.
And you don't operate solo, so you're going to meet probably three different people in about 3 months, and that's interesting because three is anchor. So you're going to have a marvelous opportunity to meet three pretty interesting people, and you'll have your decision made probably by about June, July. You're going to have a little bit of fun, but you also need to remember just for yourself the communication aspect. You're looking for more the emotional support and the spiritual support than anything. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes. And so it's coming quick. So as we shared with another caller, keep your eyes open. Don't try to make it fit. Don't make the short person be the tall person. But it is coming. And also decide if you're truly ready for this, because it will change the, you know, the canvas of your life. And what I can say is whoever this person is that you choose, in the end, you will finally begin to experience the joy and the bliss that you've been seeking. Does that make sense?
It does.
Good.
There's a big M floating around, so I'm going to say there's an M. Whether it's first name, middle name, last name, I'm not sure. But a big M keeps floating around, so I'm not going to walk away from it.
No, it's correct. It's first name, last name, multiple places.
Okay.
Good. I think we've covered that. Yeah. It's just coming up quick. Be open. It feels like you're pretty open. I don't really sense any blush with you.
Not too.
Travel?
Yeah. You might be meeting someone in a travel trip. Because you've got travel coming up here real soon.
Yep, I'm going away next week.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm having a so,
well, there you go.
There you go.
Keep your eyes open, because they're like buses. They're everywhere.
Okay, I will. I'll make sure I can pick who I sit next to.
Lots of travel, lots of romance. There you go.
There you go.
All right,
Trish,
well, thank you
for
both
calling
so
in.
Much.
Yep, you're welcome.
And call back next month and tell us about your hot romance from your trip, okay?
I know.
Yeah, inquiring minds need to know.
There we go. Okay, it looks like we're going to try to get two more callers in tonight. Our next caller is Sarah, and Sarah is born May 6, 1992. Sarah, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you, Sarah? What is your birthday again, please?
May 6th of 92, I was born at 1:32 p.m.
92, okay. So I'm just adding up your numbers real quick. 2, 3, 3, 5. Okay, so your birth force, your life path is like the previous caller, it's number 5. So first of all, in your life, there's been a lot of change, movement, transformation. It's like you're not quite content just sitting still, and you're just about on the cusp of Taurus Gemini.
What time of day
were you born again?
1:42 p.m.
1:42 p.m.
Where?
Miami. I mean Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida. Okay. 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 We're looking at it here. Just 1 second. And you said relationship?
I didn't, but sure.
Well, what is your question, please?
Well, Sure, you can look at relationship, also school and career. I'm curious about both, especially now that you mentioned it. And I'm wondering what this year will bring for that, because I'm on the cusp of some choices, decisions I'm making, and I also would like to know who I'm going to meet this year. So whatever you got, I'm grateful.
Keep it up.
Okay. Well, number one, you've got travel coming up, okay, and probably lots of it. Because relationship came out, we'll look at relationship. Right now, you're still sorting through your values and your priorities, and with some of the things, you're not quite certain about what it is that you want, okay? So that's why there has been some confusion with, is it going to happen or is it not going to happen, and all the questions that go with that. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay, so that being said, for me, I don't feel that you'll meet someone until the latter part of the year. You're probably still going to go on dates and things like that, not saying that you're not going to do that. But in terms of choosing to embrace it from a more serious perspective, it's going to be take a little bit more time, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and again, just be open. You like change. You get bored easy, okay? So whoever this person is will need to be able to capture your attention on multiple levels. So it's not just anybody that can do that for you. So that's part of it as well. Understand?
Understood.
Okay.
You definitely have travel coming up, and I want you to start journaling because it feels like you've got a book that you're playing with in your head, and you need to write that stuff, okay? So just start journaling. It will come.
Question is, will I get sued for writing the book?
You are writing one. Well, I felt like you've got one going on, so you need to really knuckle down and get that thing done.
Okay. Anything for school or career? Anything?
They say just work on the book. Get the book done. Do one project. Follow it through and get it done.
Work on one project at a time, because for you, when you get to go on with too many things, you lose focus. So do one thing at a time, and that's just simply the Taurus side of you. So just stay, you know, slow and steady wins the race there.
And she's only got one planet in Taurus.
And, oh, okay. So
she's a singlet.
A singlet?
A singlet. You only have your sun sign in Taurus. So you only have one planet in Taurus. Everything else is all over the place. Probably
okay.
More Aries than anything, which makes you jump into things where you don't have a clue what the hell you're doing, and you just take it till you make it.
Sound familiar?
A little bit.
Okay.
So, Sarah, we're going to move on. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate you. I hope you tune in to future episodes. And our last live call of the night, before I get to that again, if you didn't get your call answered, we've got a ton of you that have called in tonight. I'm so sorry. The show's just 90 minutes. We are going to run out of time. Please go to Zoe's website, zoeniklaus.com. The link is on the show page. You can also email her, zoe.niklaus@gmail.com, and her phone number is also on the show page as well. Schedule your private reading. Take advantage of her special. Our last caller of the night before we go to closing comments. We've got 6 minutes left to do everything. It's Candace. Candace is born November 23rd, 1983. Candace, go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you? I actually am asking about my love life. I know you're probably getting tired of asking, but I wanted to know about my love life.
About your love life, and you said 11/23/83, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What time of day?
What time of day?
6:36 a.m.
Where?
In Kinder, Louisiana. K-I-N-D-E-R, Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay. So, Candace, first of all, your birth force, your life path is in number one. Again, we've reviewed number ones earlier in the show. Leaders, pioneers, often pretty set focused on one or two things at a time, and it takes a little bit to realize there's other people on the planet besides us. So
yeah.
Part of this is a little bit of your focus. You're also a Scorpio, right? That'd be about right.
Yes, yeah, Scorpio, Sag, cuss.
Oh, Sag. Oh, she's Sag. Okay, fire, 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 fire.
Sag rising.
And then more fire.
Capricorn rising. That's the edge way.
Oh, okay, okay. So anyway, you would enjoy a lot of attention from your partner. And this is part of the reason why it probably felt a little bit challenging to find just the right person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or what you would deem to be the right person. I feel like there's a possibility probably early, mid-spring. It looks like a slim possibility, though, because some of this is you've got your own ideas about what things, quote-unquote, should be like. Okay? So change your perspective around, open your mind to all possibilities, and ask the universe to bring to you the right and perfect person right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Speak it into the present.
Big thing with you in relationships is that you get into a relationship and it's all exciting, you want to be there, but then you pull away because you want downtime all by yourself. If you don't get it, you can't function, and they don't understand that, so you pull away. They get clingy and you get pissed off. So let them know up front that you have to have downtime all by yourself. It has nothing to do with them. They won't get clingy. You won't get pissed off. You got it?
Yes. And I actually, the year before last, I kind of met somebody. And like in October of 2014, and there was definitely a connection there. It was a strong, strong connection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I could explain that.
Give them a second chance.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a second chance in my book.
Yeah. Because he's a fire sign, too. He's a Sag as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you, Candace.
Candace, thank you for your call. We're going to send you lots of romantic vibes your way, and we want updates next month.
There we go.
Okay, Candace, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Again, Zoe and Doug, it's been a pleasure having you on. We've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything you would like to leave listeners with? Zoe, do you want to remind the callers about, or everybody, about your special for the month?
Yes. The special is, go to my website, buy 15 minutes, and then you'll get a second 15 minutes at $1 per minute. And also right now, for all the callers in the queue, go fill out my contact form, and you get 5 free minutes. So do that. There was a wonderful receptivity with that last month. Also, Doug Johnston's contact information. Here's his phone number. You can reach him at area code 206-769-4924. And I'll let Doug tell you his special.
I would do a special as far as where I will do it at $2 a minute. Normally I'm at $3. So definitely cut it back for y'all, because I know we didn't get through everyone.
And Doug, one more time, remind everybody what your phone number is one more time real clearly.
206-769-4924.
There we go. Everybody, it's been Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston. Go check them out. Go schedule your private appointments with them and take advantage of their awesome discounted rates. I think this is awesome. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to tune in next month. Zoe will be back again. And we've got so much more in store for you again tomorrow night on Rated LGBT Radio. Mr. Rob Watson is my co-host. And then on Friday night, we have Sherry Payne, one of the members of the Supremes. Yes, she's here with her producer, Rick Giannatos, and we're going to be talking about everything that's going on in their world, including her new play called A Lady in Waiting that's debuting at the end of January this month here in Los Angeles. We'll be talking about that and more on the Friday Night Dance Party. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on the Blog Talk page. And if you're on Chat and Spin Radio in the UK, thank you for letting us be part of your night. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.